Perfect. Okay, I think we've got everything all set up and started here for our second video in this series of planning for marathon training. So we got the Instagram live video going. We've got the Facebook live video going, and I'm recording it all for the podcast. So if you got to get out or you miss it, then you can head on over to the podcast. We'll try and get that up later today. If you're watching over on Facebook, I'm curious to see how the sound is. I had a little bit of trouble getting the microphone set up there. So if you let me know that you can hear me, whether it's during the live or after, just so I know if it actually worked. Hey, what's going on, Nate? I see Nate over on Instagram there. So we're going to talk a little bit about planning this, marathon training and everything. And so we talked last time about sort of what goes into some of that and what's going on there. And definitely talk a little bit today about sort of the next part of it or what goes in. So hopefully find out soon, first of all, whether or not I even got into this Chicago marathon thing, whether it's that entry has been accepted. So that's sort of that next part there. And the people who will remain nameless who peer pressured me into running the race wanted me to try and clarify that I did it voluntarily and they didn't peer pressure me, which is all false. It was all based on peer pressure. But that gets into sort of the next part of it. I'm sure I'll catch a little bit of flack from them for that. But next part of it is something I wanted to talk about a little bit that goes into when you're planning to do a race like this is sort of working stuff out and talking about it with your family. So I know, when they first talked to me about doing this, the first thing that I did was tell them that I couldn't commit to anything without talking to Stacy first and get her idea of it. And basically, she thought I was nuts and crazy for trying to fit this into my already busy schedule. But it's definitely something, you're looking to take on something like this. You want to talk about it with everybody around you because that's going to be the biggest support system. And having that support system break down is usually the biggest difficulty people have when it comes to training for and fitting something like this in. So for me, I'm going to try and get as much of it done on my end in the morning so it affects us as little as possible for the stuff that we want to be doing with the Hayden and Madison and all the other fun family stuff that we want to make sure to be able to do. But a lot of that means that I'm going to need her help and their help getting everything done and going. And now Nate is watching and waving at me from outside, so now it gets a little creepy. So that's a big thing that comes into these things that people often leave out. They get super excited about doing this and getting involved in a race like this, and now Nate's making faces at me. And then all of a sudden, they realize that they've got a family vacation and a wedding and all these other things going on. And so definitely something you want to do a race like this. You set this big goal up for yourself. Make sure to talk to your family, your loved ones, everyone around you who's going to be your big support system in doing this so that you can work out a plan with them for how you're going to figure things out. Because, there's going to be complications, things are going to come up, stuff's going to get in the way. And you don't want this to be a stressful experience. It should be fun and enjoyable. And so the more that you can make it that fun and enjoyable experience, the better it's going to be for you. I also want to talk about real quickly. So a couple people had asked some questions last time I talked about the little diet thing that I was doing, the intermittent fasting, and people had asked some questions about it, how it works. There's a ton of information on intermittent fasting. I'll try and dig up a bunch of it and share it through all these different channels as we go through some of this. But basically the version of it that I find is working best for me is finding 8 hours a day and making that your 8 hours where you eat. So basically, I've been eating, not necessarily fewer calories or anything like that, but just my time frame when I'm eating, what works best for me is I've been eating during the hours of 1 to 9 at night. So I don't eat breakfast in the morning, but I, get to work, go through a bunch of patients, do all this stuff, and then I get in there, hey John, how we doing? And then I will, get in and start, I'll eat a normal lunch, and I even eat, pretty much, as Stacy will say, much larger dinner than normal. So I'm probably taking in the same amount of calories I normally would take in, but I find that time frame works best for me, and that'll be different for everybody, the time frame that works best for you based on your personal personal body and just, you know, how your body processes things, but also your time schedule and what goes on. I find, you know, I've loved having the extra time in the morning, not having to deal with making breakfast. And that's, you know, made things just easier on my end from that standpoint. The other thing we start to talk about getting into some of the marathon talk is strength training. So I'm going to spend a ton of time over this winter working on strength training with the idea that now is the time where I can really build up my base strength so that as I get into training for this race, that I'm not encountering any sort of overuse injuries or, hey, Julia, what's going on? So I'm looking at getting in at least 3 days a week of strength training over the winter until I start to put on the real heavy running miles. And so what, you know, I like doing that a bunch of different ways. There's a bunch of different, you know, great things. But one fun thing that I'll give like a shameless plug here on the live video, along with the people over at Fleet Feet in Poughkeepsie, we are starting a body weight strength training program specifically geared to runners. So what we're going to do is we're going to record a video of either John or myself doing a workout. We're going to go along with you, do the workout with you, working on exercises that are specifically geared to help improve your running technique, running form, single leg balance, all these things that are really important to prevent injuries when running. And we're going to do the workout right along with you for a half hour. We're going to release two of them a week. And so you'll be able to subscribe to it. You'll get each workout when it's released. And you could repeat the workout if you want, you know, other days during the week. But you can also opt to do a different type of strength training maybe for that, you know, that third day if you're going to, someone who's looking for 3 days a week to be doing it. But I think it's going to really be a great product. I'm really excited about how good it's turning out, the episodes we've already recorded, and a couple people who have tested a few of the exercise episodes ahead of time have really, really enjoyed it. So we're going to be releasing the first episode on Friday, and Kim over at Fleet Feet has graciously agreed to give out a special discount punch card. So if you sign up and subscribe to it, and I'll make sure there's a link. There's a link if you're watching on Instagram Live. There's a link in our Instagram profile thing, wherever the hell you find that. And there's I'll make sure there's a link on the Facebook page in the comments for this video, and also on the podcast. So hopefully the podcast will be released before Friday if I get everything working properly. And then you will be able to go on there, sign up. If you sign up before Friday, you'll get a discount card, exclusive discount card, all sorts of fun things you can get in the store, and you pick that up in the store from them. So that is all we have for this week. Try to keep these things nice and short. We're getting up on 8 minutes now. So any questions, things as far as the marathon training that you're interested in learning more about, definitely let me know. Hopefully by the next video, I will know whether or not I'm into the Chicago Marathon, or whether or not I'm going to be cheering from here and have to pick a different marathon to train for. Now that I've started all this with these videos and explaining all this stuff, I gotta hopefully get into the race. So hope everyone has a great weekend, and definitely look at subscribing onto that strength training for runners. It's going to be a great thing. We're really excited about how it's coming out. Have a great week.